We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Some Nassau County residents thought they saw a tornado yesterday, and the National Weather Service has now confirmed it. It touched down at 2:37 yesterday afternoon in Woodmere with a top speed of 85 miles an hour. Mark Deuce is a storm chaser on Long Island.
I was in the car driving with my two younger brothers with me, and we were heading eastbound on Sunrise Highway, and we were trying to get ahead of the storm because we were tracking on our phones. We were looking on the radar, and you could see some very tight velocity couplets on the radar showing a possible tornado, you know, or maybe some debris on the ground.
1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern was in Levittown earlier today before the National Weather Service announcement.
Here at the corner of Heather and Clover Lanes, neighbors are passing by to take pictures of the tree toppled by the wind, which destroyed a small house under renovation. Rudy was driving by when the tree went down.
Thank God I wasn't in the middle of it.
Across the street, Christine is sure this was a tornado, and she says the downed tree also damaged a house next door.
He's 90 years old, sitting on his couch, and boom, the branch went right through his window.
Fortunately, no one was hurt. Neighbors say the high winds arrived just as they got a weather alert on their phones. And Lena says that just as quickly as the storm arrived,
felt like it was done in a few seconds. It didn't take long at all.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Levittown.
One boater rescued, two others still missing in the Delaware River after their 19-foot vessel capsized around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Crews from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the Coast Guard are involved in the search. Yesterday's storm is believed to have caused the accident. Rescuers are now concerned that the dropping temperatures may have resulted in hypothermia for the two missing people. Two New Jersey brothers now know what their father did in World War II. Harry Diener's Purple Heart, dog tags, and combat infantryman badge were returned to the family last Wednesday during a ceremony in Maplewood, New Jersey. Harry Diener had remarried after his wife died, and after he and then she died, her daughter-in-law found his medals and contacted Purple Hearts Reunited. Their research led them to them finding the family, and Jerry and Mal Diener say they didn't just get the awards, they got a lot more information about their father's service during World War II. The man that police say choked, raped, and robbed a Central Park jogger Thursday morning is staying put behind bars. Police say Paulie Velez was picked up early yesterday running from his mother's house in Queens. The judge cited the 25-year-old's felony assault conviction in Florida and convictions in Pennsylvania and Las Vegas, not to mention a New York bench warrant dating back to February of last year. Velez is due back in court Friday in the Central Park rape case. He has an appearance December 13th on the fugitive warrant from Florida. Gruesome story out of the Fordham Heights section of the Bronx. Police were called late yesterday afternoon to an apartment on Creston Avenue. They found a man and a woman dead at the scene, the bodies badly decomposed. The New York Post reports the police were called when a downstairs neighbor noticed maggots falling from her ceiling. The paper quotes sources who say that a firearm was found next to the dead man, leading police to investigate the possibility of a murder-suicide. Investigators believe the two may have been dead for up to 2 weeks. Tragedy in the early morning hours on the Belt Parkway this morning. Police say a 56-year-old woman was hit and killed by a pickup truck. Police got the call just after 3 a.m. The victim was heading westbound on the Belt Parkway and pulled over onto the right shoulder. The vehicle, according to authorities, that hit the victim did not stay at the scene. An investigation is underway.
So I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
The middle of Manhattan, no need for a river, Joni. We've got Woolman Rink reopening today. The story behind Woolman is that it had been operated by the Trump Organization, but New York City terminated contracts with the Trump Organization after the January 6th Capitol riot. The new operator is called Wolman Park Partners. They say they won't be making a profit from Wolman, but investing back into the community. Stephanie Tomlin is the rink's general manager.
We know that we're trying to revitalize New York City as we come back on the heels of COVID. And for us, it's really just about community and pouring into our community. We all fancy ourselves servant leaders and always have been. And so really, we're just looking to help New York as much as we can and have a good time doing it.
There are timed entries for skating today until 8 o'clock tonight, and you can get tickets at the Wolman Rink NYC website.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.